The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday, September the 15th. If you can believe, we're halfway through the month already. And I've got a professor with us today. He is a professor of biochemistry with the university, Professor Frank Schmidt. Welcome to Radio Friends. You're not here to talk about biochemistry.
No.
I tried to talk to you about biochemistry and we got nowhere on that. We're here. You are the lead tri-chair for MU United Way, right? So we're here to talk about MU United Way.
Right.
Let's clarify before we go any further. There's United Way in Jefferson City, which takes care of certain counties to the south.
Yep.
Then we have Heart of Missouri United Way,
right,
which is here in Columbia, Boonville, and counties in this area. But then there's MU United Way. So what is the difference with the three different United Ways, or is it all the same?
Well, Heart of Missouri and Jefferson City are different. They're still United Way. United Way is a nationwide organization.
Right. So when you give
maybe even worldwide.
Yeah. When you give to United Way, you're giving to United Way, but it goes into the different chapters of it.
Right. So the money raised by Heart of Missouri United Way stays within the Columbia, Boonville, Cooper County, that area.
Okay.
And funds services for the people who live in that area.
Okay. But MU United Way, which you are representing, and you're one of the lead tri-chairs,
right,
is a part of Heart of Missouri United Way.
Right. So many of the businesses and organizations in Columbia and in Cooper County also support United Way and have campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
So this is MU's part. MU is the largest single campaign, but there are many, many other campaigns.
So how much money is the MU United Way campaign attempting to raise this year?
Our goal this year is $690,000, which is an increase of about 5% or so over what our goal was last year.
This is the MU United Way.
This is MU.
This is not Heart of
Missouri. MU is going to get $690,000. That's our goal.
And how does MU raise that $690,000?
Lots of ways. So the big way is by employee payroll deduction or simple donations.
Mm-hmm.
And that accounts for a lot of it.
Now, with the payroll deduction from mm-hmm. university employees, do they have the option? I remember several years ago, you had the option of making your payroll deduction and requesting that money be spent on a specific charity.
Yeah.
Do you still have that option to
do
that?
You still have that option. And in fact, it's going to get easier this year. We've started an online donation. We're hoping that most of the response to the campaign will be online instead of the paper forms that show up in everybody's mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
It has a couple of advantages. First off, it's completely confidential. All that the unit chairs, the people in the departments, know is that someone has logged on to the website.
Mm-hmm.
So that we think that's a big help. A lot of people just like to keep their charitable giving private.
Mm-hmm. So your department head is not going to know?
Nope.
Well, they're going to know at payroll when they're deducting that amount, right?
They don't see your payroll.
Okay.
So payroll knows, obviously, because they take the deduction. But people a lot of people, coworkers, you don't want to know how much you do. So they simply log on to the website, completely confidential. It provides us data in real time so mm-hmm. that people only get asked once they've participated. It has a couple of other options. You'll have an option for a sustaining membership, so you can simply have a deduction made forever I know that many of us do that for KBIA. This is the same sort of mechanism. And finally, it also will have options for people who want to do participation in fundraisers or just simply make a one-time gift. Mm-hmm. So, for example, lots of places have jeans days or trivia contests or, you know, hot dog lunches or things like that. The money goes to United Way. People who participate in that can log on and say, I participated. Mm-hmm. And so what that we hope will do is make more people recognize that United Way isn't simply a small bunch of people who give a small, you know, certain amount of money. It's also a very large part of the MU community.
Right. And any amount of money you give, no amount is too small.
No amount is too small.
Anything that you can afford to give is accepted with an open heart and appreciated.
It is amazing what some of our agencies can do with $5 or $10.
Yes, it is. We are so fortunate in our Central Missouri area that people have such a big heart for giving.
It's astounding.
It is. I think Central Missouri is one of the most giving communities in the country.
Yep. And MU regularly swamps any other college in the Big Ten or Big 12. I think we're pretty close to first or second if you include the Big Ten. We are just a very generous organization.
How many agencies is United Way helping?
31.
31 agencies.
31 agencies doing all kinds of things. Big Brothers Big Sisters, services for youth, Boy Scout and Girl Scout at-risk programs, things like that.
Okay.
Emergency services for people who suddenly have issues, disaster relief, Alzheimer's. It hits everybody. It's
exactly.
Not just them. It potentially
And you don't
all
know,
of us.
You never know when you may need some assistance yourself.
Ask the folks in Joplin.
So the goal for MU United Way, $690,000.
Yep.
What is the goal for United Way of Central, Heart of Missouri United Way?
The community goal is $3,450,000, five times as much.
$3,450,000. What was it last year?
3.3.
Okay, so we've upped it just a little bit.
We're always trying to do that.
Okay. Any last words? We got about 20 seconds. Anything else you want to say?
I know that people will be anxious to participate. We hope to make it interesting and fun. We have a few small presents that are going to be given away on a raffle basis for the first 30 days of the campaign.
Okay.
Let it rock.
The campaign starts?
Tomorrow.
And it goes through?
Through the 19th of November
when
the students kick some Jayhawk tail with their fundraising challenge.
All right. Maybe we can have you on before the campaign closes.
I hope so. I'd like
that. All right, Frank. Thank you so much for coming
Enjoyed
by.
Enjoyed it.
Tomorrow on our show, Henry Atkinson, we're going to talk about Constitution Day. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Austin Fack, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator is Uncle James Mauser. And if you would like to listen to this program again or watch it, go to kbia.org, click on Radio Friends, sign up for a free podcast or a podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.